Is autism found mostly among males? Is that correct?
Yes, autism is almost 5 times more likely to occur in boys than girls. And I think the current statistics also include the fact that if you have one individual with autism within a family, that you are 4 times more likely to have a second individual within the family.
Can people with autism be helped?
Absolutely. Because it's a spectrum disorder or diagnosis, you've got every possible range of ability or disability in some cases for these individuals. And so the goal with therapy for us is always to maximize independence and happiness for that particular individual and the families.
How does autism affect behavior? What are some of the things that you see?
From the deficit standpoint, the things that the individuals with autism often have difficulties with, that includes eye contact, understanding social cues and norms, having more abstract language skills are sometimes difficult for the individuals that have greater language skills in the first place. Behaviors can range, especially for the individuals that are more profoundly affected by autism. They can range from degree of aggression, self-injury, such as self-harm by hitting their head or slamming their head on the table or on the floor or on a wall. They can scratch themselves. They can scratch others. Some of the more severe behavior you can get into includes things like eye gouging. You know, there's some fairly significant problem behavior that can go along with these diagnoses. But having a diagnosis of autism in and of itself does not necessarily mean that you will see any of those behaviors with an individual.
In your work, do you find businesses, schools, other organizations interacting with autism in some way, and in what ways?
So it depends on each individual location. The more rural areas have a different set of skills, understandings. They tend to be more tight-knit as a group. And so there's a lot of helping that occurs within those areas. And I think based on the population difference in larger areas such as Lexington, you know, there's probably 350 to 400 individuals with autism spectrum disorder in Fayette County schools. And I'm throwing those numbers off the cuff. I couldn't tell you for sure. But that's a lot of individuals to serve within one school district versus someplace like, Hazard or Prestonsburg, Pikeville, so on and so forth. They may have a much smaller ratio of individuals to serve, and therefore the special education system is not as strained.
And what about the parents of children or people with autism? They are going through their own challenges themselves from the moment they wake up in the morning to the end of the day. It's got to be a pretty challenging life.
Absolutely. I mean, the average cost of having a child with autism is about $60,000 per year.
Wow.
Yeah. And so really, families are faced with big choices, not just about how they want to raise their children or how to help them best, but financial decisions. We're talking about, a college tuition for children that are ages 2 to 5 to get them full-time treatment. For example, with applied behavior analysis therapy, the Surgeon General recommended dosage, if you will, for early intervention is 30 to 40 hours a week of one-on-one therapy. So you're easily talking $60,000 to $100,000 a year.